Chinese presidents highlighted the extraordinary achievements women have made in society and the challenges they face globally, calling for joint efforts to promote gender equality and women's empowerment. Xi Jinping made the call via video when addressing a high-level meeting held by the United Nations to mark the 25th anniversary of the landmark Beijing Conference on Women. He says China supports UN work prioritizing women, increasing investment to eliminate problems such as violence, discrimination, and poverty, and more. He's expressed appreciation for women's dedication in the fight against COVID-19, as female medical workers, community workers, and volunteers around the world have fought on the front lines of the battle. Tourist attractions in Beijing and Shanghai saw surging numbers of visits on Thursday, the first day of the National Day and Mid-Autumn Festival holiday. In Beijing, major attractions registered about 1.1 million visits, up 70% year-on-year. Among the most popular destinations are Wangfujing Shopping Street and Nanluo Guxiang Lane, known for its well-preserved quadrangle courtyards. In Shanghai, over 150 tourist attractions welcomed 950,000 visits on Thursday, showing a 110% increase year-on-year. Outdoor sites such as the local Wild Animal Park, Botanical Garden, and Ocean Park registered the highest year-on-year rises in tourist numbers. Amazon says nearly 20,000 of its frontline U.S. workers have tested positive or been presumed positive for COVID-19, but the online retail behemoth, revealing the data for the first time, says the infection rate of its employees is well below that seen in the general U.S. population. The disclosure comes after months of pressure from Amazon workers and labor groups calling for the company to divulge the COVID-19 numbers. About 330,000 birds in poultry farms have been killed in Kazakhstan due to the highly pathogenic H5N8 bird flu in 7 regions across the country. The Agriculture Ministry says more than 1.7 million birds have been vaccinated in rural districts. It says 7.7 million doses of vaccine have been distributed to the bird flu-hit regions. North Kazakhstan, which borders Russia, reported the country's first bird flu outbreak in early September. Lebanon and Israel will begin indirect talks with the mediation of the United States for land and maritime border demarcation. Lebanon has an unresolved maritime border with Israel that involves a sea area of around 860 square kilometers, extending along the edge of 3 of its 10 offshore energy blocks. Negotiations will be held at a UN base in southern Lebanon. New York City is rolling out plans to test students and staff for the coronavirus, bidding to help keep schools open amid a rise in infections among the nation's school-aged children. The city's testing 10 to 20% of students and staff in every building monthly as the final wave of the district's more than 1 million students is back in classrooms. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the plan after reaching an agreement with the teachers' union to avert a strike.
And this morning, 1,600 New York City public schools open, over 1,000 community-based pre-K and 3K sites open, all receiving kids today. In the course of this week, as many as 500,000 kids will go through the door of a New York City public school program, and that is something that speaks volumes.
The New York system is the nation's largest school district.